Welcome to another of our conversations with the Jamaican community, and it's indeed my privilege to again introduce Ms. Denise Maxwell. She should be well known to you now. She has a Caribbean TV weekly show. She does this monthly Jamaican Diaspora radio program, and she's also editor-in-chief of Jamaican Diaspora's blog and a monthly e-zine magazine. So it's my indeed privilege to introduce Denise to you. Denise, take it away.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Today we have Ephraim Martin. Ephraim Martin was born in St. Thomas, Jamaica. He's an entrepreneur, publisher, and TV personality. He's also the founder of Chicago Music Awards, also known as CMA, the International Reggae and World Music Awards, known as the IRAWMA, the International Festival of Life, which is IFOL, and the Caribbean Festival Independent Jamaican Celebration, CAF-JIC. In 1989, he established the Martin Intercultural, a not-for-profit organization to promote African Caribbean music, arts, and culture. Martin was the 2000 recipient of the prestigious Black Heritage Image Award. He was named among the top 10 people who rocked Chicago by New York City, a weekly newspaper, and was honored among the top 15 African American men who lead at the Afric Music Awards. Since its inception in 1982, the Chicago Music Awards, the Chicago celebrates and recognizes the quality and diversity of the music in its artistry. Each year, CMA recognizes Chicago's best and brightest homegrown talent, such as Kanye West, Smashing Pumpkins, Lou Rawls, Chaka Khan, Robert Townsend, R. Kelly, just to name a few. The mission of the International Reggae and World Music Awards, which was established in 1982, acknowledges and honors the accomplishment and contribution of reggae and world music artists, including songwriters, performers, promoters, produced by Martin International and Associates. The IRA was staged in many major cities, including Atlanta, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, as well as Montego Bay and Ocho Rios. The event will be occurring at the Apollo Theater this year. Welcome, Martin.
Indeed. It's a great pleasure speaking with you. And I just want to correct, not the Apollo, but at the York College for the Performing Arts Center this year will be the venue for the 28th International Reggae and World Music Awards.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that you made that change. You let us know, because we won't all be going to the Apollo and then surprise.
No, well, you know, the Apollo for the last 3 years we have been there, but after listening to the fans who have to drive around 3 and 4 hours to park and can get no parking, and the big problem there primarily is parking, and the room in the Apollo is kind of small. It's kind of not enough room to work with there. So we have listened to the cries of the people, and they strongly suggested York Performing Arts Center right in the airport at JFK, and that's where we'll be. It has parking for over 2,000 cars, so parking can no longer be a problem. And it has a huge space for the red carpet celebrities, and for celebrities to walk on the red carpet and to have a wonderful event. So we look forward to May 3rd for this outstanding celebration. Next weekend, on the 31st of this month, we'll be having our press conference in New York this is our second press conference, to announce the performers, the sponsors, and the participants for this outstanding celebration.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're so happy to hear that. What is the value of promoting and enabling the celebration of Jamaican culture?
Well, Jamaica has a very rich culture, and not just Jamaica, but the Caribbean on a whole. And not just the Caribbean, you take it further, Caribbean, Africa, and other third world countries. That's the reason the celebration is not just for Jamaica or for the Caribbean, but it's also for world beat music entertainers who are scattered far and wide. We know the beat of the Caribbean came from Africa in the earlier days. Reggae developed in Jamaica has been a force in the world of music today. And anywhere you go around the world, reggae music is being appreciated and celebrated. There's over 2.1 billion fans of reggae worldwide.
Yes.
So that's almost a third, of the rural population who love this music and appreciate it. And for that, we really have to celebrate it in style. And that's what we're going to be doing May 3rd at the Apollo Theater. I'm going to the Apollo Theater again, at the York College Performing Arts Center.
Just make sure about that. How does the Jamaican brand rate in the wider audience?
Pardon?
How does the brand of Jamaica rate in a wider audience? I mean, we know that reggae is literally on the four corners of the earth. Do you think that it's the Jamaica, or is it the brand of reggae?
Well, the branding of reggae is, like you mentioned, worldwide and is rated highly around the world. It's respected by young and old, rich and poor. Everyone can appreciate it. And it's well branded at this time, I should say, internationally. But there's always more to go. We have not yet conquered the world in that respect. We are getting there and we are closer. So we just have to keep it going. Let me not just stop at reggae, but when we talk about the Caribbean, we're talking about also calypso, soca. When you talk about world music, we're talking about soukous, highlife, and other world beat music that can be appreciated. Of course, because reggae is taking the lead, more people can relate to it in many respects. But the music of the Caribbean, like when we talk about calypso from in the earlier days with Arabella Fonte and Mighty Sparrow and people like those, they have laid the foundation earlier for people to appreciate Caribbean music as a whole.
Yeah, how do you think the industry regulates the quality of the product being produced? And more specifically, I was thinking about the emergence of dance hall. Because currently, obviously, there was reggae, then we had classic reggae, contemporary, lovers rock, and then out of reggae created dancehall. And
dancehall reggae, for example, it's more so celebrated by the younger generation and can be better appreciated by the younger people. Of course, hip hop music came, revived by reggae music because it was in the earlier days when, approximately 30 years ago, when hip hop entertainers started imitating some of the reggae rapper, so to speak.
Right. Kool Herc is he's Jamaican and he's considered the godfather of hip hop because he immigrated here as a youngster, and then of course he interacted with African American kids, and then it evolved. So even there, you see the branding of Jamaica culture impacting the genre.
But at the wider field, the culture reggae, positive, progressive reggae music, are what is more so embraced internationally, more so than anything else. But overall, all the music of the Caribbean and reggae, once it's called reggae, it's getting highly appreciated and respected. But for the wider audience, they can better relate to the culture and the roots and culture.
Popular culture affects the morality of the society. In the past few weeks, the government of Jamaica has called for a regulation to help parents maintain some influence with their family. What is your perspective on this initiative, such as the daggering?
Sorry. I don't want to get into the doggering too much, because it's a little controversial. But I'm sure that there should be some. There's no question there should be some kind of control, sorry, over the doggering. It's senseless. It should not be, and we can do much better than that.
Quite true. And as a parent, parents having more influence in what their children are listening to, because that could influence how they how the children, or at least the teenagers, will have a different outlook. And they're at that.
Well, of course, parents should always play a key role in the development of their kids. Of course, some people, because of for various reasons, they are a little what I would call lackadaisical in dealing with their kids, and they don't take the time out to sit and to help the kids. Some of them, for financial and other reasons, may have their own problems, and they tend to forget the home. And then the kids just run wild and do their things, and that's what happened. But yes, if the parents would take more control of their kids and be more so of a parent as they should be, then I think things could be better.
Yes. How is the current economic downturn affecting the music business?
Well, the temporary economic crisis that the world is facing, and I say temporary because it's only temporary, is affecting all industries and in all areas more so. And some it's doing well for, but you don't hear about that. But temporary, it is down. I believe it's going to change. There's no question a change is coming, a change is on the way for the better. I would say we know that what happened in the last 8 years and who would put us where we are today and why it is the way it is. But it's going to take a little time for things to change. And I think very soon we'll see some change, changes coming along for the better. And the music and all the other industry will flourish again before long.
Being a successful promoter as you are, what are the skills that are needed to reach to your magnitude?
I don't think you need any special skills. You just need dedication and to believe in what you're doing. And dedication is the main thing. You have to love what you're doing. You have to believe in what you're doing. You have to not do it for, as some people would want to just do it, look at it and say it's money. You can't just do it for money. You have to have something beyond, more than money, to do it for. You have to have the love for it. And when you have the love for it and you believe in it, the country of it, the people of it, the music of it and everything, then you can be successful. But if you're just going to get in it for one particular reason, as that reason being to make money, then it can be sad.
Right. Well, I don't most people, whether it's an artist or a writer, they say that if they would do it anyway, even if they weren't being paid, it's nice to be compensated for your body of work, of course, but there has to be passion into anything you do, or else eventually the fans are going to pick up on that vibe. What has been the most thrilling event that you've managed?
The most what? Sorry.
What is the most thrilling event you've managed?
Most
thrilling.
Thrilling, okay. Okay,
or tripping, as
okay.
The audience would say.
No problem. Well, I find them all very thrilling. It's for me. It's hard to put one over the other because we there are four special events that we do, main events, and they are all quite thrilling in that respect. Mm. And it's hard to say. It's hard to say which is the most. The Festival of Life is wonderful. It bring people together, and and everything like that. The Caribbean Festival is something unique that bring out the Caribbean community for us to not be divided, but to live together as one.
Yeah.
And the International Music Award is one that is special. But if I should go to the most thrilling part of it, I think in 1993. When Nelson Mandela was free from from prison, and when they started celebrating, our ninth annual International Music Awards was a part of that celebration, featuring Dennis Brown, Muta Baruch, Marcia Griffiths, and several other reggae acts in South Africa.
Was that the one when Lucky Dubé, God rest his soul?
That's not the one. Lucky Dubé wasn't on that one. This one was done in Atlanta, and as a matter of fact, it was a little before Lucky Dubé started getting out there heavily. He was just coming, but you know, but in this celebration, it was seen on national television there in South Africa for a long time, and they keep repeating and repeating it because it was dedicated to the freedom of Nelson Mandela before he was free from prison. And so that was very thrilling, and the calls that we received from Winnie Mandela and from all some of the kids of Mandela and others was just touching.
Yeah. Being homegrown to Chicago, you have a photo on your website. I see you're shaking Barack Obama's hand on one of your things. How has that impacted you and your organization?
Well, you're talking about his victory?
Yes.
His victory
and also the fact that you were, I saw a picture of you shaking his hand.
Yeah, well, you know, we have been over and again, he has been to some of our events, he passed through some of our events, and we have interacted at different events from time to time, prior to him becoming the president. He was always a community person, so he was always in the community doing things, and you know, as community people, we are always interacting and passing up with one another. So we're just overly pleased to know that someone who was as humble as he was, and someone who 8 years ago, very few people even knew his name or know about him. Someone who, when I look back at the campaign, I was in a campaign with my spouse at the time and supporting her, and he was running against Bobby Rush at the time, and at the end of the day he was defeated 2-1 by Bobby Rush, and then someone would think that it was over for him, and he was maybe a little disappointed, but it didn't stop him. He continued to move on, and on our shows, Straight Talk and TV 25 in Chicago, we were always there with him, promoting him and believing in him that he would be of something someday. It was just wonderful to know that.
Yeah, it's amazing how your event has touched so many people. You've touched people in South Africa. You've influenced. You've had we've all had a hand in getting President Obama where he is, but the fact that you had an outlet to promote him, that's just wonderful. The community is very proud of you. And with all that working, how do you relax?
Well, how do I relax?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in the office now, so when do I get to relax? Maybe sometimes when I'm traveling and get away sometimes in the evening when it's over.
Driving on Lakeshore Drive.
Not in Lakeshore Drive because I don't get the chance to relax too much in Chicago. But if I'm in Jamaica or if I'm sometimes in New York or so, you know, places where I can be free after a while, then I may take a little time to
Being in the music industry, is there any up-and-coming artists or trend that we should pay attention to?
In my position, it's difficult for me to answer that question because for me to say John Brown, and John Brown may be nominated in a category with five other people may create some little uneasiness there. But I can say there are several outstanding artists to watch that's coming up and, very promising. And if one should visit our website, www.irama.com, and look at some of the nominees who are nominated, you'll see some of them. And I'm very pleased, I must have to say, for the female artists who are nominated this year. And these are some of the people to watch. You have people like Barbie, like Spice, a Queen Afrika, Itana.
Oh, I love her.
The Angels and Cecile. You know, these are some of the artists that you really have to watch because they are coming real hard and strong.
Yes, they are. Martin, we definitely enjoy spending some time with you. Could you repeat your website so that people could know what
certainly, and
venue that you're going to be at and the website?
Let me say first, the website is www.irama.com. And I should let you know that last week tickets officially went on sale, and they have been moving like crazy. We have the special salute to Barack Obama. And for those, we have a limited amount of tickets at 44. But as the 44th president, we give them away for $44, just for a limited time, limited amount. And all you got to do is to just visit, call us at 877-9-REGGAE. That's 877-9-REGGAE. But for general tickets, people can always go to Ticketmaster.com. Or they can call us at the same number, 877-9-REGGAE, and they can, for general information, they can visit the site, which is www.irama.com. Then you click on IRAMA when it gets there, and you can start, you know, searching for whatever you'd like. But don't forget to be a part of the awards. It's going to be at the fantastic venue, which is at York College Performing Arts Center, which is located there in Jamaica, New York. And that's at Guy R. Brewer Avenue, 9445, the address. And then the after party will follow at Club Tobago, and that will be going on into the morning. There will be lots of entertainers performing there too at the after party, so people can have a wonderful celebration on Sunday, May 3rd in New York City. The official hotels for people who are traveling from different parts of the country or other parts of the world, we have the Ramada Plaza Hotel in the airport at JFK. Also at the airport, we have the Hampton Inn Hotel, and they just need to call and mention the Reggae Awards, and they will get the special rate for the people who are attending the awards.
Oh, that is fantastic. We truly appreciate you spending some time with you, and we'll see you in May.
Indeed, without a doubt. See you there.